Yeah, I think the other thing that I really learned coming here and sitting under Danny's teaching, which is really important, is that a culture of grace and empowerment requires a higher level of confrontation. And you actually have to own the confrontation in a culture of grace and empowerment. In a law culture, I do not need to own the confrontation. I blame the law. I don't own it. And I'm not getting the person to own it. I'm blaming a third party called the law. But in grace and empowerment, if I confront anybody, I have to own the confrontation myself. And I worked in prison for 19 years, and I didn't do confrontation because I was paid to keep the peace and keep the law. And it's completely different. So Danny's really brought that in, which is a huge piece. And it's if you miss it, it's a real big missing piece. You just have a culture of grace. If I confront you in a culture of grace, I have to decide that our relational capacity can withstand my confrontation with you. I have to own it. I have to choose to take the risk with you. And then my goal is to get you to own it, not so that you come under control, but that you're released to become the best you can be. And it changes the whole dynamic. And it's what Danny's brought is very significant in that respect, I believe.
I was wondering, my husband and I have been the ones that have left Alaska to go to conferences, and then we come back radically changed, and we're part of our church leadership, and we've kind of freaked out some of our churchgoers. We've been the ones that have freaked other people out and have to, like, tone things down a little bit, but the interesting thing, too, is sometimes you can grow enough confidence that you're okay if other people are freaked out by you. But I think also being part of church leadership, you also want to see those people grow. And so I guess the question to you is, establishing an environment of honor and you know, trying to balance that so that I don't scare people out of the church and help them to, if now, without pushing, of course. If you can address that, that would be great.
How do we be radicals and yet not scare people out of the church?
Well, how to balance the two, okay. Yeah.
I don't like that word. I like the word balance, but tension, all right, yeah.
Mr. Harmony here likes the word balance.
I'm not trying to defer. You guys are wanting me to.
Some direction will fix it.